everybody, and welcome to another episode of Oh My Fandom, featuring your ghost host, Grace. That's me. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I know the last 6 months has been hard, to say the least. And you know what? What in the world could make us feel better on the 4th of July about this crazy, crazy year we've been having than wondering what Captain America smells like? Yummy. Now, you're probably asking yourself, Grace, why? Why? And to answer your question, mysterious other voice in this conversation, I found a Tumblr post, and it said some stuff about this one specific Yankee candle. And when I read the description, it was so beyond perfect. And like, now I really want to move into a log cabin. Let's see. Where did I put? Also, if you hear banging in the background, yes, we are playing the game. My favorite pastime of the 4th of July, gunshots or fireworks. Hopefully all the noises you hear are indeed fireworks, because, you know, that wouldn't be good otherwise. Here it is. So, there is a Yankee candle, and it is called Mountain Lodge. Now, you may be asking yourself, Grace, why on earth are you reading about a candle on, like, a nerd podcast? And this podcast, it's especially for the ladies and the very flamboyant men out there who are lonely like me. And this post was written by Clara Blue on Tumblr. And this is the one who started it. Let's see. I'm going to do a dramatic reading of this post because I thought it was so amazing. I had to read this to you guys, because I feel like, you know, you would either just enjoy it or you would go out and buy this candle, like I'm going to do as soon as I have a paycheck in my bank account. Here we go. Ladies, I am holding out my hand. Do you trust me? Yes, mysterious voice, I trust you. Okay, you need to open your Google Maps. Locate your nearest mall. Get in your car. Drive to Yankee Candle. Past the seasonal pumpkin display, near the back of the store, you will find a trash pile man candle section. You will see candles titled, Bacon, Riding Mower, Mantown, and this is actually in parentheses in the post, I'm not kidding, underlined, Mantown. Stay strong. Not in this section, but likely very near to this section, you will find a candle called Mountain Lodge. Hold this jar in your hands like a talisman. Close your eyes. Oh, that was a loud firework, girl. Did you hear that? Oh, Captain America's coming from a BB. Yes. Okay. Continuing. Hold this jar in your hands like a talisman. Close your eyes and picture a man. Now, I want to be clear, we're not talking about a Hugh Dancy or an Andrew Garfield, although I do like me an Andrew Garfield, or even like a Tom Hiddleston. This exercise requires someone in the Chris Evans weight class, the Richard Armitage department. Someone who has smile lines around his eyes, who could chop the cedar from your bower with his bare hands. Strangle an alpha wolf, carry you home when you sprain your ankle in the woods, bench press your entire body. Picture this man in your mountain home with a full beard and a slightly grimy white Henley? I don't know what that is. But, you know, okay, it's part of the thing. A fond half-smile he only reserves for you. That sounds very, very nice. We're going back into ASMR. I apologize. Now open the lid and smell Mountain Lodge. A And then there's, you know, it goes on to the next paragraph. Steady yourself on the man candle display. Give yourself a second. No, you're not wrong. Yes, the Yankee Candle Company has eliminated the need for a man. This medium tumbler Mountain Lodge candle jar is now your boyfriend. The Yankee Candle Company has efficiently replaced the need for contact with a male half of our species. Ooh, there's a lot of fireworks going on right now. Jeez. Contact with a male half of our species in a compact, clean-burning candle in a jar. And then she goes on to describe some of her, Oh, that one was close, ladies and gentlemen. I might die tonight. If this podcast goes blank, do not worry. I'm just dead. But I'm already dead inside, so it doesn't matter. So the cashier asks her, do you like this one? The cashier asks, bringing me up. Every man should be required by law to smell like what this candle smells like, she replied, intensely. That'll be $1,201, she said. Mountain Lodge. And then there is a picture with this candle, and Chris Evans' picture is literally pasted on this candle. Oh my God. So then the next person writes, it literally smells like waking up on a cold night to find a bearded Richard Armitage. I think I have no idea if I'm pronouncing his name right. I apologize, ladies. Adding another quilt to the bed before he gets back and pulls you in snugly against his chest. And she continues, I'm not effing around. I feel like I should be watching Chris Hemsworth in a flannel with suspenders whittling a delicate masterpiece in front of a fireplace, bitch, okay? I'm not even like halfway through this post. I need this candle in my life. If you're a lonely bitch like me, you know. You know, okay? When you smell something that smells so good, so manly, you're just like, God damn. Girl, we had a candle where I work, because we sell candles for some reason. And it kind of smelled like a man, but like, I don't know, like a frilly man, you know? But this candle... I need to find this candle. If y'all know where to find this freaking candle, let me know. Because I don't know if it's like a seasonal candle or whatever, but I need it. So this post continues. And this is the part that really, really got me. So this kind of reply from Blackberry Creek is like, all right, Tumblr. I saw this post a few months ago and I immediately realized I had to smell this candle, which is like me right now. I never in my life experienced such a burning need, pun intended, to smell the Yankee Candle website to smell what the Yankee Candle website described, there we go, as a warm aroma of cedarwood and sage. But what Tumblr described as my new boyfriend. The trouble is the nearest Yankee Candle store was a bit of a track, blah, 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 blah. For the last few weeks, I'd scroll my Tumblr dash and look at images of attractive manly men. I'd sigh and wistfully think, if only I could engage another sense with this image. If only I could truly fathom the idea, the ideal fragrance of this man. And then this happened. So she posted the gif of Chris Evans when he tears the log in half in front of Iron Man. And then she continues. And I knew whatever was happening, I needed to get to a Yankee Candle Company. The scent of Mountain Lodge would transport me instantly to this scene. The aroma of this infamous candle would make me live out of self-insertion Avengers fanfic. guys, I'm literally just, I need this candle. I hope you realize this. And oh, Lordy. Okay, so she continues, I got in my car, made the drive, located the Yankee Candle. The store was crowded, holiday shoppers, noses immediately assaulted by hundreds of, like, nasty scents. She battled through a sea of humanity in the angel wings, Mary Marshmallow, magical frosted forest assault. Oh, Lordy, my neighbors are getting crazy out there. Bullied with the need to understand what Steve Rogers ripping a log in half with his bare hands smelled like. I waited toward the back of the store, only to discover the man candle section seems to have been discontinued. What I was going to steady myself on once I found my scented gateway to hanging out with the Avengers on Hawkeye's farm, I felt lost, adrift. Unable to find my bearings amidst soft blanket, fluffy towels, home sweet home. And then, rising from the fresh display, there it was, Mountain Lodge. It was the moment of truth. What would it be like to smell this infamous candle? I opened the lid, took a deep breath, and I giggled. She giggled, folks. She giggled, okay? Ah, yes, this was it, the gentle, pleasantly masculine fragrance. In fact, reduced me to what I'd probably do in an actual presence of Chris Evans. Giggle like an idiot. Girls, I know you know what I mean when I mean I would actually, like, just, I would fall on the floor if I ever met Chris Evans. The fact that this person would only giggle like an idiot makes me feel a lot worse about myself. Okay, so she continues. The smell makes me smile, makes me laugh, makes me gently swoon. All reactions that needed can be exhilarated by the ideal man. I could barely handle the true power of Mountain Lodge. Several months have passed since this discovery, and I have regaled my friends with the saga. And after hearing it, they too felt the burning need to smell the candle, one by one. We all have become Mountain Lodge converts. In times of need, this candle is our refuge. Our group has developed escapist superpowers infused by the Yankee Candle Company. This candle, the myth, the legend, Mountain Lodge. And the next person says, this is how you do an advertisement. The next person says, this is the actual Yankee Candle tumbler. I don't know why they have one, but, you know, whatever. We love everything about this. We will always be there for you. Just light our Mountain Lodge candle and know that our love burns bright for you. That is a company, everyone. And then the official Yankee Candle Tumblr account has recognized the Mountain Lodge mythos. The person who originally wrote the post says, my work on the material plane is finally complete. Being a pure light, I slowly ascend into the ether. And then the last person on this post says, I have a burning need to smell these candles now. Girl, me too. Okay, me too. And I actually, thanks to my brother, know actually from Chris Evans' mouth what Captain America actually smells like. And according to my brother, who is a genius as far as I'm concerned, let's see, Chris Evans says, Captain America smells like a bar of soap and clean laundry. God bless. Guys, if you're listening, take note. You either need to smell like the Mountain Lodge candle or clean laundry. There's no in between. Stop. Stop using Axe body spray. I swear to God, if I smell another grown man that smells like Axe body spray, I will lose my shit. Do you understand me, folks? I hope you do. I hope you do. Now, I wanted to have some honorable mentions for these manly candles because I'm moving out soon. And for those of you who know me, my mom has the nose of a hawk or a bloodhound or whatever. She smells everything. So I have gone 22 years without being able to have candles. So I was asking around and I wanted to have some honorable mentions for manly candles. So there's actually a whole line called Critical Wick that is supposed to be smelling like nerdy men. I believe it's Dungeons and Dragons themed. If I'm correct, I could be wrong, but yeah, it's called, yes, Critical Wick, and there is Ranger, Rogue, or Barbarian. I don't know what they smell like, but you know what? You could give it a go. If you want to go stereotypical manly, you could do bacon, also a Yankee candle, which I wouldn't mind, but I would rather smell actual bacon and there be a hot man in my kitchen, personally. There's one from the company Northern Lights, and it is whiskey and tobacco. You know, if you're into that, I'm more about the, you know, soap and clean laundry type of gal. And then there's, I know this isn't a candle, but there is an entire cologne line that is Avengers themed. And there's one called Patriot. And I, it's supposed to be a Captain America scent, so I am going to read you guys the description because it's actually great. A cologne that pays homage to the confident, stand up to bullies, hardworking average Joe and everyman. Patriot cologne is both reserved and sexy, like a symbol on a shield or a moniker on a motorcycle helmet. Fresh notes of green lime, white pepper are the first to hit with dry oak wood, sandalwood, and tequila accords finishing the adventure. Perfect for any time or place. Patriot cologne puts the novus mundus in your strong, sensuous hands for you to embrace and discover. Bitch, that is a great description. I know that it's not a candle, but if you look in for a good cologne for your man, bitch, yes, okay? Yes. So, yeah, I think that's it. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Happy Rebellion Day if you're British. Hello, if you're actually British, I love your country. I would love to visit. I would love to live there. Woohoo! Yeah. So, thank you for listening. If you have any other ideas for nerdy content, please feel free to contact me on any of my social media. I think it's posted somewhere on my podcast. Not really sure. But I'll double check. Hopefully I'll remember. Have a wonderful 4th of July and a great night, fam. I will talk to you all later. Bye.